From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Summertime is when children go to camp. And today we talk with Linda Gibson Young, chair of the Alabama Asthma Coalition. First, we get an update on asthma, a chronic lung condition. Then we learn more about the upcoming camps for children with asthma. Camp sponsors cover the cost of asthma camp. Linda Gibson Young, who is also a professor in the Auburn University College of Nursing, joins us by Skype. Linda Gibson Young, thank you so much for joining us here at Troy Public Radio by Skype.
Very glad to be with you today. Thank you so much.
Linda, you're also a professor at the Auburn University School of Nursing. What attracted you to the field of asthma?
As a nurse, as a family nurse practitioner, working with pediatrics, it was one of the highest reasons why children enter the hospital system. So it always was just a common theme that we saw with primary care, with practice with individuals. And then I had amazing mentors living in Birmingham who worked with EPA, the UAB School of Nursing, and they just took me under their wing to really study asthma and learn it for the past 25 years.
Did it ever affect your family?
Definitely. Around 14 years ago, I gave birth to a child with asthma, diagnosed within the first 2 years. And we saw frequent emergency room visits, hospitalizations associated with respiratory issues, and they identified asthma through that recurrence, but also through chest x-ray and seeing some changes on the chest x-ray. So yes, I live on a daily basis with a child with asthma who requires medications, and we understand what it's like to incorporate that into his daily life.
So what exactly is asthma?
Asthma is a chronic condition. It's a chronic condition that affects the lungs, and it affects the lungs by inflammation. And this inflammation can cause problems with swelling of the airways, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing, some of the symptoms that many have seen lately with the diagnosis of coronavirus. But it's different. This is a chronic condition that causes a lot of inflammation and swelling in the airways and makes it hard for children and adults to breathe.
Linda, I've often heard the term triggers. Like, what triggers these episodes?
Yes, triggers is an easy word for just us to understand what triggers the airways to respond with swelling. So when we talk about triggers, everybody has different triggers. Many are associated to allergies, like pollen or dust and mold, things that can cause our airways to just become hypersensitive, just triggers that cough, triggers that wheezing. And so sometimes that trigger might be strong emotions, feeling angry or very, very sad and crying, or could be weather changes, could be when it rains outside. But triggers are things that make someone's asthma worse. So we pay close attention to those.
You mentioned coronavirus a minute ago. Has that aggravated the condition of children with asthma or put them at risk?
Well, at the beginning, we definitely expected to see more children diagnosed with coronavirus because of asthma. Well, interestingly enough, the data did not show those spikes. When someone has asthma, they're more likely to get COVID-19. What we saw was that they are more prone to common illnesses as the general public is, but not necessarily more likely to get COVID because of asthma. We did not see specific hospitalization rates increase across the state when somebody has asthma. However, it is very important because asthma affects the airways and can cause difficulty breathing and some of those symptoms that I mentioned earlier. It's important that we stay up to date with the responsibilities of preventing COVID. And how we do that is just ensuring that children and adults with asthma get vaccinated and they stay up to date on those vaccinations. We also encourage those that have asthma to wear a mask, and we still encourage those that have asthma to wear a mask. And that's everyone above ages 2, making sure that they have a properly fitted mask in those public areas. And that's regardless of the vaccination status. So those masks are quite important. We also encourage those with asthma to stay 6 feet or more away from other people, just to avoid that close contact with people who could potentially be sick. And so these are common things that we've told the general public, but we definitely want to make sure those living with asthma pay close attention to.
Linda, here we are at summertime, and the Alabama Asthma Coalition is well known for something called Camp Wheeze Away. Do you have any summer camps that are fun for children with asthma and yet teach them how to manage it?
I will say the state of Alabama is well known for Camp Wheeze Away. For 30 years, Camp Wheeze Away has been held with the YMCA out at Camp Chandler, and it's a wonderful opportunity. Since that camp was so productive and positive and really educated the children, we have added other camps. So we have other camps that are coming up for children and youth living with asthma in the state. So the next one that we have open is the Young Teen Asthma and Wellness Camp. And this is a virtual camp that children participate throughout the week in a virtual setting. And that camp is coming up here in July. July the 11th through the 15th is the next session. And then we have Asthma Camp Eagle. Asthma Camp Eagle is for our younger children, ages 7 to 12. It is a residential or spend the night camp, July 24th through 27th. And that's going to be held at Lake Martin at Children's Harbor. It is sponsored by Children's Hospital, the Foundation of Children's Hospital, as well as donors from Auburn University and outside in the community, like the Kiwanis Club of Alexander City.
And you know, Linda, the most heartwarming part of these camps, free to the families. So is that because of these sponsorships?
Most definitely. We have so many sponsors that really say, we want to protect our children with asthma. We want to educate the families and the children living with asthma. So these camps are completely free for the individuals to participate and to learn about their asthma. I would love to have people get in touch with me at any time. My name is Linda Gibson Young from Auburn University, and we have a website. We have a Facebook page with the Alabama Asthma Coalition, and we have a Facebook page with Asthma Camp Eagle.
Well, this is an exciting summer, and for children with asthma to have a camp on the water, Lake Martin, what a great thing to do. Linda, I want to thank you for your time. We have run out of time, but I hope that we can talk again about the Alabama Asthma Coalition and the strides that you are making in keeping Alabama citizens with asthma healthy.
Thank you so much for this time. And we are a team. We want to participate and work with you all. So thank you for having us today.
Joining us by Skype was Linda Gibson Young, chair of the Alabama Asthma Coalition and a professor in the Auburn University College of Nursing. More information about asthma camps can be found on the Alabama Asthma Coalition's Facebook page. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.